The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Okay, let's get talking about all the music issues. John Cadell and Larissa Nolan are with us. Where did this new Freddie Mercury song come from?
Well, it came from the vaults of Dave Clark, formerly of the Dave Clark Five, who wrote a musical in the 80s called Time, and it starred for the soundtrack anyway, the likes of Cliff Richard, and he rang his mate Freddie and said, would you do a couple of songs? And Freddie said, Freddie, I will. And in 1986, they released the single Time. And then after Freddie's death in 93, they released another single from it called In My Defence. Both great songs. But now Dave Clark has issued Freddie's original, not demo vocal, but sort of a stripped down version of Time. I don't really see why. People are going, oh, you can hear his vocal and how great it was. Everyone knows his vocals are always great. His vocals are as great on the released version of Time from 33 years ago as this. It's just his voice and a piano on this version. But the other version is the version that Freddie produced himself, which I much prefer. It has the Queen harmonies and a lot more dynamics.
Let's hear it.
We might as well be deaf and dumb and blind. I know that sounds unkind, but it seems to me we've not listened to or spoken about it at all. The fact that time is running out for us all. Time waits for nobody. Time waits for no one. We've got to build this world together, or we'll have no more future at all. Because time,
isn't he just the best singer that ever lived?
Yep.
I think he is, and I love his solo stuff as well. Remember the stuff from the early 90s? EOA!
Yeah, that's from the originally from the album Mr. Bad Guy from 1985, which was his stab at a solo career, but it didn't go well, so then he sort of went back to Queen.
Still best singer ever, I think.
Oh, yes, undoubtedly. Probably the greatest vocalist of all time.
Why do you say the best singer? What is it?
Because he has these really high, strong high notes that are very unusual in a man, but also does a wonderful falsetto. So those two things together are quite unusual. But the lovely strength of it and the passion
fabulous
in his voice.
Fabulous range. And Freddie, he was mad. He started smoking more in the 80s to give his voice a rougher edge.
And you could hear, actually, when he sang live, he often never did the falsetto. Did you notice that? He brings the key down.
Well,
when he's singing live a lot of
times. Roger Taylor has a great falsetto.
And he does it in the background.
And he does it.
Probably saves him on tour. Yeah. He protected his voice, actually, despite the cigarette smoking, obviously, which wouldn't have protected.
I talk about Freddie Mercury for the entire
time. I could talk about him all day long.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. But we don't have time to do that. So let's take something else from the vaults as well. A live version of Ave Maria by Bono and Luciano Pavarotti is to be released for the first time soon. Apparently it's available on YouTube, so we've taken the clip from there.
Maria grazia plena, Maria grazia plena. To fight. Ave Maria.
You have to admire Bono's cojones for two reasons. For two reasons. First of all, he'll go out on stage and duet with Luciano Pavarotti. Second of all, he decides the lyrics on Ave Maria aren't good enough and he's going to invent some of his own.
Yeah, yeah, he's going to change the lyrics of what I regard as the best song ever written. A lot of superlatives here tonight.
Imagine Freddie Mercury. Imagine Freddie Mercury singing Ave Maria. Maria.
Did he sing with Pavarotti once?
Did he? No, Pavarotti.
I'm just wondering.
He sang with the female operatic singer Montserrat Caballé.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
But, and that was wonderful as well, Barcelona. But
because Bono did sing, didn't he, Miss Sarajevo with Pavarotti. Mm-hmm. But there is a thing. I mean, Bono is, and I said it, brilliant at what he does and was magnificent in the 80s with U2 and the rest of it.
Still is.
But should Bono be singing with Pavarotti?
Why shouldn't he?
Because they're not equals.
Yeah, well, that's a fair point. Although I suppose they're equals in different realms, if you know what I mean. So the greatest rock star, the biggest rock star in the world,
singing a song like that, are they?
Certainly not. And I have to say, I'm not impressed with them changing the lyrics of the wonderful lyrics of Ave Maria, Grazia Plena Now, Maria, Grazia Plena Now, Maria, Grazia Plena Now.
Yeah, it's the Hail Mary. But what he's doing
there is wonderful.
It's 2003. The Iraq War has just exploded,
yeah.
And Bono is singing a fantastic line. And I hadn't heard this version of the song before. Singing, "War is always the choice of those who don't have to fight."
It is lovely, but then he
great
did the
man.
Bono lyrics generator thing of, you know, strength, your strength
hope
is your humility,
streets,
you know, your hope is your fear or whatever, the usual thing he did. I'm not impressed from changing the lyrics. I think that song is perfect as it is. Although I do like the sound of him singing alongside Pavarotti. I think it sounds nice together.
But he'll always come off second best, so you have to admire the fact that he's willing to put himself out there like that.
True enough.
Then
sounds
again,
good
he
anyway.
Is Bono. He'd put himself in a shop window.
Any excuse to listen to Ave Maria again or have it heard by a new audience.
Any excuse to listen to Bono, that's what I say.
Okay, alright, let's move on. We have a new album coming out this week from Tom York, lead singer of Radiohead. This is another one of his solo efforts, I believe. It is called, what's it called?
It's Anime. I liked Tomorrow's Modern Boxes very much. You could only buy it from a torrent site, I think, and I bought it. Now, it was all blippity-blippity nonsense, but it was quite enjoyable to listen to in the background. But this one is called Anime, and he's releasing it on Thursday at 1 minute past midnight.
Where? Where will you be able to get it?
Oh, you'll be able to get it on streaming services, but you'll also
be able
to...
You're not always able to get his stuff on streaming services, are you?
I don't know, because I lost, to be honest, I lost track of Tom York ages ago. I mean, we were talking about Scott Walker there a couple of months ago at this stage after he died. I think there's a lot of similarities there, isn't there, between himself and Tom York? And sometimes I can't catch up with all the different experiments that
he's
going
on. Well, if you're saying
that
in the last few years of his life, Scott Walker decided that melody was ancillary to his to his creative work.
I think more about the experimental end of it and kind of, you know, the rejection of fame and saying, right, I am just going to do what pleases me and not necessarily what pleases the audience. He certainly hasn't been going after record sales, which is hugely admirable. I just find sometimes that it all gets mixed up in my mind and then I'm thinking, hang on, did he not just release an album a couple of months ago and now there's something else? And then he did a film track, you know, and then you look back and you look at the Radiohead stuff and you just say, that's kind of unbeatable though.
He's actually, I think, even better than Bono when it comes to marketing these things,
yeah,
isn't he? Because he's been putting...
Well, he didn't shove it in everyone's iTunes.
Well, there is that, but I mean, there's subtle marketing, but it gets attention. But you got mysterious messages on London landmarks projected this week.
Yeah, that's a bit
Marble Arch,
though, isn't it?
Tate Modern,
like...
Big Ben. And apparently there's going to be a movie, isn't there? Directed by Paul
Thomas
Anderson.
Yawn. This is as bad as those...
Which will be available on Netflix.
As bad as those album trailers that you get on YouTube now. Like a 2 minute film previewing the album with some black and white grainy shite.
I kind of like it though in ways. I have to say, I like that sort of avant-garde type thing. I mean, I know the most pretentious of bands do it, but I tend to like them. So maybe that's a sign about me. I know Arcade Fire are always doing stuff like that. Releasing mini videos and films and
like
all
you're
this
in pop band, like, sort of get over yourself.
I like it. I like the mixture.
I particularly like, I'm looking forward to hearing a couple of the songs of the album, one of which is called Last I Heard He Was Circling the Drain.
Good
and
title.
Another one called I Am a Very Rude Person.
But I think we do have something though to hear. There's apparently a live version of one of the tracks, Not the News, recorded at a show in Italy last year, available on YouTube. So let's hear a bit of that.
Thank you.
It's like you got Yoko in on vocals there.
It's a bit of what you call your blippity blip nonsense,
yeah,
is
yeah.
it?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
And you'd listen to that now at home?
I will. Oh yeah, I'm going to get this now when it comes out. Absolutely.
Because I'm a big Radiohead fan.
I know
but that,
you are.
That doesn't grab me now, I have to say.
Well, let's see. A minute of a badly recorded gig on YouTube sent through a radio processor isn't really going to do it justice.
True. He does kind of sound like he's being, you know, tortured or something like that. Again, in one of those, like one of those Scott Walker songs.
But actually, there's another gig on this week. A bit like Micro Disney reforming. Aha House are coming back.
They're not really. Fergal and Dave from Aha House are, but they're at pains. The only reason I'm pointing it out isn't to be pedantic, believe it or not.
It is.
But because they've been at great pains to say that this is not a reformation of Aha House. Two of the members of Aha House are performing one of their albums in a new sort of a new imagination.
Yeah, but
of it.
When did you ever think you were going
in
to get
in a certain
to see...
way that you just slagged off Tom York
yeah,
for? Is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I've just realised.
You have, yeah. So you're consistent in your inconsistency.
Let's
anyway.
Call it a shed.
Yeah,
it's not our house as such. Two of the lads. I'm going to stop.
Aline too.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. The good news about this is not any of that, because that doesn't matter. It's that you're getting to see I Am the Greatest, which I think is one of the most important albums, certainly of my young musichood. It was a hugely important album at the time because it was so different to anything else that had ever come out. And even just the lyrics of that one song, it's worth actually people, if anyone's not heard it, to go back and listen to all the lyrics of I Am the Greatest, which is just a brilliant two fingers to anyone who's creative and, you know, is finding it, I suppose, finding it difficult. You know, that brilliant end, you know, belief system. I am the greatest of everything. He's brilliant. I mean, I think Dave Cowes is just an amazing talent. And I can't make this show, but I would absolutely love to. So I'm
okay,
devastated.
Okay, well, we have two things we want to play. First of all, from the I Am the Greatest album, here is Endless Art.
Turner, 1775 to 1851. Toulouse-Lautrec, 1864 to 1901. Andy Warhol, 1928 to 1987, R.I.P. Ernest Hemingway, 1899 to 1961. George Orwell, Jimi Hendrix, William Butler Yeats, Jack B. Yeats, Richard Redgrave, 1804 to 1888. Henry Moore, 1896 to 1986. Henry Miller, Sid Vicious, only 21. Brian Jones, Otis Redding, 1941 to 1967, R.I.P. All dead, yet still alive.
Now, can anyone tell me why that attracted so much controversy?
At the time or now? Or in the intervening
in
years.
The intervening
yeah,
years.
Okay. Well, actually, funny enough, I noticed it at the time. I remember noticing when I was listening to that, there's not one woman on the track.
Yeah.
And it did stand out for me even when I was 13 years old or whatever age I was, maybe a little bit younger than that in 1990. But the funny thing about it is that they are the names that came to his head, and they were the names that I think that there's an honesty in it, in that he didn't go out of his way to say, oh, well, I'll actually go and, you know, curate a special list that has all the kind of balances in it. That's who we came up with, and that's what it ended
John
up
Cadell,
as.
John Cadell, careful now.
Why?
You could put your foot in it by what you might be about to say.
I have the CD single of this, and one of the other tracks on the CD single is called Endless Art, female version.
Which is what we're about to play.
Yeah.
Would you believe?
There you go.
Colette, 1873 to 1954. Marilyn Monroe, 1926 to 1962. Billie Holiday, 1915 to 1959, R.I.P. Emily Dickinson, 1830 to 1886. George Eliot, Margot Fantaine, Catherine Mansfield, Elizabeth Bowen, Edith Piaf, 1915 to 1963. Sylvia Plath, 1932 to 1963. Simone de Beauvoir, Jean Stafford, 1915 to 1979. Gracie Fields, Vivian Leigh, 1913 to 67, R.I.P.
Point made, and I believe it will be a combination of the two is likely to be played in the gig on Sunday night. Listen, we haven't much time, so let's get your picks of the week. Larissa, what's yours?
Now, mine is, I'm always forgetting the title of this. Hold on a second. It's Willie, anyway, can I just talk about, first of all, what I'm looking for? It's Willie Nelson, who is a huge hero of mine, musically and otherwise. And he has a new album out, and I keep forgetting the name of it.
Well, the track is called, from it, Come On Time.
Come On Time is the track, yeah.
Time is my friend, my friend. The more I reject it, the more that it kicks in. just enough to keep me on my toes. I say, come on, time. I've beat you before. Come on, time. What have you got for me this time? I'll take your words of wisdom and I'll try to make them right. It's just me and you again.
I've decided now I'm not going to listen to anything else anymore except country. It's just, it's so good. I got lost today in Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson and in Merle Haggard and all those brilliant artists, and just absolutely fantastic. I think Carl Dieter would love that song. I'm going to play that one for Carl.
That's from the new album Ride Me Back Home. Your pick, please, John.
Mine is the new Black Keys album, which is out this Friday. It's called, and this is my mantra, Let's Rock. And we're going to take a song called, I think it's Go.
That's the distinctive sound, I think it's fair to say,
yeah,
the Black Keys, John, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Unfortunately, we're out of time. Thank you very much, Larissa Nolan and John Cadell.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.